On Midwest Week, Rockland County prepares to sell its nursing home. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Sarah Hayden, reporter for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. So, Sarah, how much will Hope Creek sell for, and who's going to buy it?
Hope Creek has been sold for $6 million to Aperion Care, and they are a nursing home chain. They own 34 nursing homes just in Illinois, and they own a handful in Indiana.
Okay, and do we know how soon the sale might be completed?
County Administrator Jim Snyder said the sale could close. It could take about up to 6 months. So we're looking at maybe August or September before the sale is final.
Okay. Now, has Aperion said anything about current employees and what might happen to them once the Hope Creek is sold?
Aperion has not commented on the entire process at all, but in their letter of intent to the county, they do have language in there that says the buyer shall assume no contracts of the seller, meaning, in other words, there is no successor language included for AFSCME employees. In other words, the union employees employed by the county are not guaranteed their jobs, contracts, or union membership.
Okay, and currently there are, what, a couple hundred workers there for the county?
Well, the county employs about 800 people. 200 of those employees are employed at Hope Creek.
Okay. Now, what about the current residents of Hope Creek? Do we know anything about what might happen to them?
Well, by all assumptions, the residents will remain in the home. There are concerns because Aperion does not have a good reputation for care. They've been fined quite a bit by the Illinois Department of Public Health. Just in 2019 alone, Aperion was fined $367,000 by the IDPH across all of its 34 Illinois facilities, like I said, just last year alone. So the residents and their families, of course, have every right to be concerned over Aperion's record. I have talked to a few residents. I've talked to a few of the family members, and they are going to keep an eye on the level of care. And if the quality of care drops at all, they are going to have to consider their options and move elsewhere.
Okay. So Rock Island County is going to receive eventually $6 million for Hope Creek, but it still owes a lot of money besides whatever it'll receive?
Correct. They originally listed it back in September for $19 million. It was listed by the broker, Marcus Millichap, who thought that they could get about $19 million for the facility because it is a new facility. It was built in 2009 for $24 million. However, the county still owes $11 million on the mortgage and about $7.5 million in short-term loans.
Okay. And what about the company Aperion? If the county is so far in the hole on running Hope Creek, how will Aperion make money or keep it operating itself?
Well, I can't speak for what Aperion might do, but I would assume that Aperion would possibly cut jobs. They would lower the staffing levels, which they've been known to do at their other facilities in the state. And, who knows?
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, you said that Aperion has a nursing home in another one in the Quad Cities. Assuming that it's an older facility, I was wondering maybe Aperion would close that and move those residents to Hope Creek, too.
I haven't heard any such news. Mm-hmm. I have heard from Richard Brunk that Aperion has a different kind of specialty care as opposed to what Aperion intends to do with the Hope Creek facility.
Mm-hmm. So who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, I have not heard.
Okay, so it'll be at least 6 months and maybe longer before we can answer any of those questions.
Correct. But even though the sale will close up to 6 months, the county will still have to levy for that nursing home levy on county residents. So the taxpayers, even though Hope Creek will be sold, the taxpayers will still be on the hook for the unpaid mortgage and the remaining debt. So that we're looking at least another 5 years that residents will be paying on that nursing home levy.
Okay. Now, what about workers in the AFSCME union? Why did they think the county should keep ownership of Hope Creek?
You know, there's a lot of emotions around Hope Creek. It is the county nursing home. There's a sense of ownership and pride in Hope Creek. I know that Hope Creek recently was upgraded to a three-star facility after being a two-star facility for a number of years, and that is a rating by Medicare.gov, so it's taken very seriously. By comparison, Aperion is a one-star facility here in East Moline, And across most of their Illinois facilities, Aperion is a one star. So there's ownership and pride, and around Hope Creek, I've heard nothing but good things about the level of care from not just from the nurses that take pride in their job, but the residents that I've talked to who live there and their family members have nothing but good things to say about the care that they receive there. So, of course, that's a concern with Aperion taking over ownership. Now, as far as the employees go, you know, I would assume that Aperion intends to keep the employees, as many as they can, on staff. It would not be to their benefit to do a mass termination and hire all new. Mm-hmm. It's in their best interest to have a smooth transition, and that would include keeping as many employees as they can.
Now, there were some other companies that were interested in Hope Creek, but they submitted lower bids. Would the county have considered a lower bid with if it had any doubts about the highest bidder?
Well, we did have Richard Brunk and Jim Snyder in for an editorial board meeting a few weeks ago, and we asked them directly, did you consider any other offers? Now, as we know, the next offer was from Mosaic Healthcare, and it was a written offer of $5.5 million. Now, even though it's $500,000 less, both Brunk and Snyder told us that they did not consider that offer because money took precedence over the reputation of Aperion.
Yeah, I talked to Mr. Snyder one time, and he said, you know, financially speaking, it's our duty to do as well as we can financially, you know, whatever other considerations people might be talking about.
And that may be the county's position. However, at the numerous county board meetings that I've been covering over the last year, the outcry from the public has been, okay, fine, you're going to sell it. First it was, you know, don't sell it, don't sell it. And then it was a quiet acceptance of, okay, so we have to sell it, we can't afford it, but don't sell it to Aperion. And so the outcry and the protest kind of shifted gears from don't sell it to instead a protest of just don't sell it to Aperion.
Now, I understand the final vote by the county board was not quite unanimous. I mean, still a split, still some county board members that wanted to keep Hope Creek.
Correct. They needed a majority of 2/3 votes for it to pass, and that would have been 17. By the skin of their teeth, they got 17 votes in favor of selling Hope Creek to Aperion, and there were 5 opposed, and those were Pat O'Brien, Ed Langdon, Lauren Boswell Lofton, Moose Miranda, and Robert Westfall. 3 board members were absent, and even though they had the 17 votes needed, I guess those 3 being absent wouldn't have mattered.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about this dispute over Hope Creek spilling over into other things, like maybe the upcoming Democratic primary? Do we have any indication of that, Sarah?
Well, we do. There are a couple board members being opposed right now. One of them is Richard Brunk, our board chairman. He has an opponent who's opposed to the Hope Creek sale. Kai Swanson is being challenged in the primary. And the primary challengers, their main concern is that, and Jeff Deppe as well, and their opponents in the primary are saying, you know, we are running because you voted to let the courthouse go, you voted to sell Hope Creek, and there are a lot of really upset residents in the county right now, not happy with the direction of how things are going. Now, I know that the incumbents on the board maintain their position of, you know, moving the county in a more financially stable direction and for the purpose of reform. But, you know, you've got some traditionalists and people who have very strong feelings about keeping the county, the historic courthouse, and keeping the county nursing home that's Hope Creek.